Okay.
Hey, everybody. This is Harvey Wasserman. We are at the KPFK LSB board meeting on October 1st, 2023. I am the current chair of the committee and of the board, and Myla Reeson is our secretary who will be keeping the notes and calling the roll. Myla, you want to call the roll, please?
I do. And let's start with Christina Avalos.
Here.
Thank you. Doug Barnett. I do not hear or see Doug. Veronica Becerra. Don't hear or see Veronica. Mike Bresler. Do not hear or see Mike. Sandy Childs.
I'm here.
Thank you, Sandy. John Crumshaw, don't hear or see him, although he did promise to come. Vic Germani.
Here.
Thanks, Vic. And Nikki Hahn.
Here.
Thank you, Nikki, and thank you for helping co-host, excuse me, Michael Heiss.
Oh, here.
Thank you, Michael. Sue Cohen-Johnson, do not see or hear Sue. Avelia Jones.
Here.
Hey, Avelia.
Thank you, Avelia.
Hi.
Ali Lexa has requested an excused absence. Rob Macon, I do not hear or see Rob. Barbara Marbach, I don't hear or see Barbara. Oye Oyeyipo. I do not hear or see Oye. Myla Reeson, that's me, I'm here. Paul Roberson.
Present.
Thank you, Paul. And Paul, thank you for co-hosting as well on the Zoom. And I see that Mike Bresler just entered. I'm going to just circle back and go up to get Mike Bresler. If you would unmute, Mike. Tell us you're here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Okay, now back to alphabetical order. Ruth Strauss.
Present.
Thank you, Ruth. And Beth Von Gunten.
Present.
Thank you, Beth. And Harvey Wasserman.
Yeah, I'm here. Present.
Thank you. Carlos Zavala.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carlos. Our treasurer, Kim Kaufman.
I'm here.
Thank you, Kim. And our interim general manager for KPFK, Michael Novick. And I do.
Yes, I'm present.
Thank you. And I see now on the Zoom that, that Oye Oye Ipo is here. Could you, tell us you're here.
Oh yeah, it's present.
Thank you. Okay. So that's the role. We have quorum.
All right. I want to thank Carlos for having a name that begins in Z. So finally there's somebody after me in the alphabet. That's a great luxury.
You're welcome.
May I should thank your parents. Request for excused absences. Do we need to read the cause?
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized, please? This is
okay.
As the former secretary, I got an email from Veronica this morning, kind of tagged onto an email I had sent to the LSB a couple of weeks ago, saying, I am sorry, I wanted to be there today. I've had a family emergency for longer than I expected. So I would like to submit that that's an excused absence on her behalf. I mean, she's new. You know, I'm the only person she really talked to, and she doesn't know to say, well, can I get an excused absence? So I would like to submit that on her behalf as a request for an excused absence.
You got it. Thank you.
So we have two requests for excused absences, one from Ali Lexa and one from Veronica Becerra. So,
Does anyone have any other excused absences to report? Okay, do we need to read the...
Wait, Harvey, you just need to ask if anyone objects to excusing their absences.
Oh, okay. Does anybody object to those two requests? Hearing no objection, they're accepted. Thank you very much. And thank you for that, Kim and Myra. We don't need to read the cause, do we? It's in the chat.
I'm sorry.
We don't need to read the cause on
No, that. Oh no, no we don't. It's
point of order.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I wanted to report that Eric Jacobson is present. He has registered in the chat. And he should be
nice.
Registered as present attending this meeting. Thank you.
Eric Jacobson, thank you very much. We will have you in the listener section. You're not an official member of the board. You'll note your presence.
I will dispute.
That's it. Thank you. Avelia, would you like to read the land back statement,
please? I think we're going to do requests for timekeepers.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did already. Go ahead.
I'll make this the shortest part of the agenda. I will do it.
Thank you, Michael. I think, well, did we have others? Okay, Michael, is that good? Is everybody good with Michael?
Sue is present.
Yes,
Sue is present.
Sue needs to mute.
Somebody's causing noise.
Yeah, Harvey?
Yeah.
Sue Cohen Johnson entered, and she has now... announce yourself as present. So thank you, Sue.
Sue, good to have you with us. Thank you very much. Thank you, Michael, for keeping the time. We appreciate it. The land back statement, Avelia, would you like to do that for us, please?
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Avelia had some major losses, so we wish you well, Avelia. We know it's been a tough time for you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Land back. It's a relationship with Mother Earth that's symbiotic and just, where we have reclaimed stewardship. It is our bringing of our people with us as we move towards liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing, political, and narrative framework. It's a long legacy of warriors and leaders who have sacrificed freedom and life. It is a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed peoples. It is a future where Black reparations and Indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land because we are the land. We are land back. Thank you.
Thank you, Vera. Beautiful. We really appreciate it. Beth Arn Gunton, would you like to read the Pacific Commission statement?
No, I'm
Wait.
I'm sorry. Someone
Paul
else?
Paul yeah. Roberson.
Oh, Paul. Okay, Paul, please. Sorry, I missed that. I'm getting older, so please.
Pacifica Foundation mission statement. To
please.
Establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the FCC and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purpose of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to the sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. You're a great lawyer. We appreciate that. Next is the approval of the agenda. I want to thank Myla for the work she put in to the agenda. Does anybody object to the agenda as stated?
This is Beth.
Of course. Go ahead.
I move to amend the agenda to remove item number 4, nomination of directors, on the same basis that invalidated the previous election for national representatives, namely that the KPFK officers and LSB have failed to verify or validate its roster and to provide due process to challenge it, but instead has referred it to the matter to the PNB, where it remains under investigation. I've emailed this to the entire LSB. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to rule that out of order. Do we have a procedure here? Myla?
I think that we can take a vote on Beth's motion if someone is willing to second it.
I'll second.
Who's that?
That was Sue Cohen Johnson.
Okay, the motion on the floor is to...
By the way, I'm sorry. Beth, did you send us that motion in writing?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. I think that we should go ahead and vote on the motion as stated by Beth.
Does this require a two-thirds vote?
No, because we haven't adopted the agenda yet. So Beth's asking to amend it with this motion.
May I say anything? Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Oh, John.
I'm unmuted.
John, we're going to count you present here. Go ahead, John. John, show.
John,
yes,
our go-to parliamentarian, please continue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I would not quite accept that, but I would say that since Harvey ruled it out of order, that motion takes precedent, and therefore the vote would be to sustain the meeting of the chair, not on the motion that he ruled out of order.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So on the basis of that, if you vote yes, we will continue and approve the agenda and then move to the election of delegates to the Pacifica National Board. If you vote
no, with a point of inquiry.
If you vote no, you will be saying that the agenda is not accepted and that we will not be having the election for the PNB. Is that correct, John?
No.
What it is that you as the chair voted, as I understand it, you said the motion was out of order. When you said that, then if there's an objection to that, the body would decide whether the chair was out of order by either voting yes or no. Not necessary to complicate it with other considerations. Simply, do you sustain the ruling of the chair. And the ruling of the chair was that the motion made was out of order. So
okay.
It's simply a yes, no vote. Do you sustain the meeting of the chair? Yes or no. And then you don't have to go on to other explanations. Just then proceed with the agenda as you have stated it.
Okay. So thank you for that, John. So if I've got it right, if we vote yes, then we proceed with the agenda. If we vote no, then we do not proceed with the agenda and it's amended. Is that correct?
I would say that again, you're adding confusion that is not necessary. The only thing the body is voting on is whether to sustain the motion, the ruling of the chair, period. Then you just go on without pause,
okay,
without explanation, without anything else.
Okay.
Wait a second here. If you vote yes, then we proceed with the agenda. If you vote
no. If you vote yes, you sustain the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
No,
Beth, I'm sorry, John. Go ahead. You finished?
I would say that at this point, you should proceed unless the point of inquiry is a genuine point of inquiry. Otherwise, but because you're voting on this issue, I would say that it takes precedence and you would simply proceed.
All right, we'll proceed. If you vote yes.
Excuse me, point of information on this point.
Let's hear it.
It is absolutely pertinent to this and no other point.
Let's hear it.
Hey, I'm on the other LSB meeting, which is
Harvey.
Oh,
Harvey.
Michael, you're on the other LSB. Why don't you stick with the other LSB, please? Thank you.
Harvey.
Yes.
You have just called for something. You have just decided something. You need to proceed for the vote on sustaining the decision of the chair. Period.
Okay,
I should not have to yell to be heard. I want to ask, what's the basis for his ruling? On what basis does he rule my motion out of order? I shouldn't have to yell to do that.
You don't need to sustain it. You simply ask for the vote. Please proceed, Harvey.
He has provided
no justification.
We will proceed with the vote. If it's justified, we'll win. If it's not justified, the people have a right to vote on this. Thank you very much. Myra?
People have a right to know what they're voting on. I asked and you haven't answered.
Beth, I'm gonna say something right now. The purpose of these board meetings is to do the business of KPFK, not to continually wrangle over small points of order. I have rules that we're going to vote now on whether or not to proceed with the agenda. That is the justification we're moving ahead. Beth, if you continue to interrupt, we were going to have to just have a different way of dealing with this. So I will call the roll, please. Amaya, will you please call the roll? Yes,
okay.
We proceed with the agenda.
Yes is to sustain your ruling.
Yes, that's correct.
Our ruling was that Beth's motion is out of order. Okay?
Okay, please.
So we're voting to sustain or not the ruling of the chair.
And, Beth, that's enough.
And I'm going to call the roll now. Christina Oblak, do you vote yes or no to sustain the ruling of the chair?
What does sustain mean?
It means that you agree with, you say yes, Harvey is right.
Oh, okay, yes.
Okay. Doug Barnett's not here. Veronica Becerra is not here. Mike Bresler, how do you vote? Yes to sustain the ruling of the chair or no?
I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sandy Childs, how do you vote?
Yes.
John Cromshow, how do you vote?
Yes.
Victor Mani, how do you vote? Please unmute, Vic, please unmute and vote on whether or not to sustain the ruling of the chair.
Can you come back to me, please?
Sure. Pass. Okay. Nikki Hahn, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Michael Hives, how do you vote?
Surprisingly, no.
I'm sorry?
I said surprisingly, no.
Okay. Sue Cohen-Johnson, how do you vote?
Pass.
Did you just pass?
Yes.
Okay. Avelia Jones, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ali Lex is not here. Rob Macon is not here. Barbara Marbach is not here. Oye, Oye Ipo, how do you vote?
Sorry, I didn't see the motion. So what are we sustaining or not sustaining?
We're sustaining the ruling that we are to proceed with the agenda.
Beth wanted
to. That's not true.
That's it.
That's not
the case.
Please don't interrupt, Beth. Beth moved to remove, to not have the election of PNB directors for this meeting. And, Harvey ruled it out of order. So you're voting, Oye, either to, sustain the ruling of the chair that the motion was out of order, or not. I'm sorry, Oye, I couldn't hear you. How do you vote?
I said no.
Okay. And I vote yes. Paul Roberson, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Okay. Ruth Strauss, how do you vote?
I have to ask you something. If we don't know the people who are going to be on the board in the future, are these just for directors from now till January?
Yes, or? till the end of the year, yeah.
I see. Okay.
Point of order?
Who's
this
that?
Is Michael Novick with a point of order on that,
Michael.
On that question? It's not clear to me because this was a delayed election for the delegates.
Michael,
excuse me,
you
let me finish
vote.
My point.
You're out of
this
order.
I'm raising a point of order to what was just said about how long these people would serve. This election for delegates was delayed from last year. The people who are being seated are being seated for the 2022 seats and should take their positions immediately upon election.
That's correct.
As delegates.
No, he's wrong.
Therefore, the question of how long anybody would serve is moot.
It's just till the end of the year.
Okay.
It can't be till December because the LSB will change its membership as soon as this election is ratified.
Okay.
This is not pertinent to the vote at hand. And also, okay. I don't think that as a member of the public, we can have any kinds of points of information, although they are valued.
Thank you.
Michael isn't a member
I'm
of the public.
I'm not a member of the public. I'm an ex-official member of this board.
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead. Proceed, Maya, please.
So, Ruth, how do you vote?
Now, I can't find the thing about the PNB. I abstain.
Okay.
Hey, Myla, Victor. Okay.
Vic, yeah?
Beth, yeah. How do you vote?
I'm confused.
I don't know.
What needs to be said, but I'm with Harvey.
That's a yes. Thank you, Vic.
Wait, hold on. Let me go back up here. Okay. Carlos, how do you vote?
I vote to quickly proceed and vote. And if it's a null vote, it will be null, but at least we'll have voted. So I'm voting yes. Let's vote.
Okay. And Chair, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. And Sue Cohen-Johnson, you passed. Have you made up your mind?
Abstain.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So I'm going to count the vote now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 votes in favor of sustaining the ruling of the chair. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 votes opposing and 1 abstention. So the ruling of the chair is sustained.
No abstentions.
Okay, thank you.
2 abstentions.
Two abstentions, Myra.
Oh, two. That's right. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, okay, we're going to proceed now with the election, which is number four on the agenda.
Wait, before you do that, I'm sorry. Paul Roberson reminded me that we had an appeal for funds that we were supposed to begin.
The station needs money, as always, and we'll hear an appeal, I'm sure, from Michael Novick when we get the interim general manager report. And, Myra, do we need to approve the minutes now or just proceed with the election?
I think we need to quickly approve the minutes from the last two meetings since we were so disrupted last time we didn't get to it.
Okay. And then I'm going to turn the chair over to John Crumshaw to run the election. Are there objections to approving the minutes from the last two meetings? Hearing none, they're approved. We'll now proceed to the nominations for the PMB, which is number nine on the agenda. And I want to turn the chair over to the vice chair, John Crumshaw, to conduct this part of the agenda. John, will you proceed, please?
All right. Thank you. The nominations are open. You may self-nominate or nominate someone else. And then you will have 1 minute at the conclusion of the nominations to say something about your candidacy. I will be timing.
Thank you, John. Are there nominations to serve as delegate?
Wait, Harvey.
Oh, John, yes.
You turned it over to John.
Yes, go ahead, John.
Okay, so the nominations for PMB. Including self-nomination.
Sorry, point of inquiry. Is this the PMB directors are in two categories. There's one director for staff and three for listeners. Is that correct? And is that what's being? So are we taking them each in order? And how will the voting be carried out?
Well, I imagine that Myla would be. And Myla, I don't know how we would count this because I cannot get on the regular computer. I'm only on my phone, so I can't see anything.
John, we actually have an authorizing resolution for this vote.
Okay.
And I believe perhaps we should read the authorizing resolution.
Point of order. I just want to confirm. Did we actually have a vote on the agenda itself?
Yes.
Okay. Because I.
No, you did not.
I don't think we did. I think we should do. We voted on sustaining the
ruling of the chair. You're right.
Right. So
I will turn the gavel back to the chair.
And I guess, Harvey, you should ask if there are any other objections to the agenda.
Are there other objections to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll proceed. Do you want to approve the minutes for the last two meetings, please?
We did that.
Okay. So we are now at the stage of calling for nominations. Is that right, John?
You'll have to turn the chair over to me.
Yes, I turned the chair back to you.
Right. Myla was going to read an authorization. Would you do that, Myla?
Yes. Okay, so here it is. It's the authorizing resolution for PNB directors' elections via email. Whereas local station board delegates elect three listener delegates and one staff delegate to serve as directors on the Pacifica National Board, and whereas if there are more than three listener delegate candidates or more than one staff delegate candidate nominated, an election is needed, resolve that the elections for PNB directors for the 2023 term shall be conducted via electronic mail with Terry Goodman, serving as chair, and that's Terry L. Goodman, serving as chair of tellers, and Sarah Roos, serving as teller. Further resolved that all currently serving KPFK delegates will be sent ballots and voting instructions via email. Polls shall close on Friday, October 6, 2023 at midnight. Said delegates are as follows: Christina Avalos, Doug Barnett, Veronica Becerra, Mike Bresler, Sandy Childs, John Cromshaw, Vic Chirami, Nicole Nikki Hahn, Michael Heiss, Sue Cohen-Johnson, Avelia Jones, Ali Lexa Al-Hilali, Rob Macon, Barbara Marbach, Oye Oye Ipo, Myla Reason, Paul Roberson, Ruth H. Strauss, Elizabeth Von Gunten, Harvey Wasserman, and Carlos Zavala. After adoption of this motion, the local station board secretary shall send to both tellers the roster of current local station board members with email addresses, the names of nominated candidates and offices to which they have been nominated, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the local station board requests the chair of tellers to report to the local station board the number of ballots received. The chair of tellers is then authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline of October 13th, 2023. Election ties are to be resolved and the results declared by the chair pro tem or convener of the next meeting of the local station board. That's it.
Maya? Beth, with a point of order?
Oh, I have a point of order too. Sandy.
Don, you're the chair.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What's your point?
You've got two from Beth and from Sandy.
Okay, so let's do Sandy.
I'm not running, and I don't think Ali is either because we term out in December. So I heard my name as being up for PNB.
I think that Myla said that you were a delegate. Is that correct, Myla?
Yes.
And you have the right to vote.
Correct.
Oh, I have the right to vote, but I'm not in the running.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
And Beth?
Yes, a couple details. First, there needs to be a space for it. We need to have it assured in the resolution.
This is not a point of information.
So excuse me then. The KPFK roster, I didn't ask for a point of information. I asked for a point of order. I'm saying that this is out of order because the KPFK roster, as read, is under challenge. The KPFK officers in LSB have failed to provide due process for that challenge. They've failed to provide
out of order.
Validation
it has been asked.
Of,
it has been
I'm
asked.
Not done yet.
I ruled it out of order. So let's proceed with the vote.
Okay.
I rule you out of order.
Are we voting on whether or not to sustain?
We're going to vote now on the nominations. As Michael correctly pointed out, thank you, Michael, both staff and listener, and you affirm that in the reading. I don't have the documentation in front of me, so that's very helpful.
So we're going to proceed with nominations.
Are there any nominations for the staff? Could be one, and if there is more than one, then there would be a vote.
Well, I think we're going to have an opportunity for write-ins.
Well, I'm talking about right now, Myla.
Yeah.
And,
okay. At any rate, I'd like to self-nominate to run as a staff director.
That need a second?
No, it doesn't need a second.
Point of order.
Are there any other nominations?
I'm raising a point of order. This is Beth.
I am ruling that point of order out of order.
You don't know what my point of order is.
We are in the middle of conducting a vote. So
we have not yet authorized this election, any part of it.
May
we
I
can't
say that,
proceed without authorization first.
You please take note that I am telling Beth that this is the first warning that she is not to continue to interrupt the meeting.
Mr. Crumshaw, her point of order is valid. There was no vote on the authorizing motion.
Who's speaking now?
That was Michael Novick.
Michael, I was just trying to look up whether a non-voting member of the board is able to make objections and speak during these discussions, and I can't find that information right now. But I would say let's proceed with this, and if it's flawed, then we'll have to address it afterwards. So,
I would like to raise a point of order, and basically, I just want to ask: is Mike Bressler? Mike Bressler is a authorization required to have this vote?
Well, as far as I understand it, we should just proceed. I see nothing that tells me otherwise, and as chair, that's the decision I've made. So I suppose that to be addressed when Harv takes the chair. Myla, so we have one staff nomination. Is there any other nomination for staff, either self or by anybody else?
I'd like to nominate Christina Avalos to be a listener representative on the board.
Right now, excuse me, Myla, we are at staff. So I want to know.
Sorry.
It will be closed. All right. At this point, the staff nominations are closed. Let's go to listener nominations. This could be self-nomination, or it could be a nomination of someone else.
You know, John, I think that we really do have to vote on that authorizing resolution. Maybe we could do it after nominations.
I don't think it's appropriate now, but I think that if Harvey takes over as chair, when I return the gavel to him and he wants to address that issue in that way, he would be free to do that.
Okay.
So do we have any nominations for listeners, either self-nomination or nomination of others?
I'd like to nominate Christina Avalos.
Okay. And Christina Avalos, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for listeners?
My hand is raised.
Okay. Please identify yourself.
This is still Beth.
Okay.
I nominate myself.
Okay. And good.
And I object to the
process. Okay, that's a separate issue. Okay.
Point of information?
Please identify yourself.
That's Michael Novick with a point of information question. I'm wondering who is eligible. The requirement to be to serve as a PBA director requires 1 year of prior service on a local station board. For both positions, could someone identify which staff delegates are eligible for nomination as staff director and which listener delegates are eligible for listener director? Thank you.
Okay, Michael, I appreciate that. And let's consider after we have all the nominations in that Myla will give us that information if she has it available. I'd like to proceed with the listener nominations because there are three. If there are three, then the people are elected. If there are four, we have to have an election. But,
not true.
Any other listener nominations?
John, this is Sandy Childs. Has Avalia Johns been nominated?
I have Christina Avalos and Beth Van Guten. Van Guten.
Avalia,
are you able to accept?
Yes. Thank you, Sandy.
Avalia, please give me your last name again.
J-O-N-E-S. Jones.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We have three nominations for listeners. Are there any others?
This is Harvey. I'll self-nominate. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Mike Heiss with a question. How many seats are up for election, please?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Can you?
Yes. Right. How many seats are part of this election?
There's one staff and three listener.
That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Michael. All right. Are there any other nominations for listeners? We have one, two,
my
three,
hand
four.
Is up. My hand is up.
Okay. So who is this? Now, please identify yourself.
This is still Beth.
Okay.
I nominate Oye Oye Yipo.
Okay.
This is Michael Novick with a point of information again.
Second, please. Oye, do you accept? Oye? Oye, do you accept the nomination?
He's muted.
Beth has nominated you for listener director on the PNB.
He's still muted.
Oye? Oye, do you accept?
Yes.
Is that a yes, Oye? Oye, will you please say yes or no? Do you accept the nomination for listener? PNB. I'm unable to determine what Oye is saying. Is he saying anything? I can't get it.
He's muted.
Well, Oye, will you please unmute so that you can say yes or no as far as accepting the nomination? Okay, at this point, Myla has pointed out there can be write-ins, so there could be write-ins for candidates. Now, I'd like to...
I had a point of information. I believe I heard Harvey Wasserman nominate himself.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Harvey, aren't you currently serving as a staff delegate?
No. I'm a listener delegate.
No, currently serving, not... You were running in the next election as a listener delegate. I believe you're currently, so that's why I asked for a list of who are the eligible, listener delegates and staff delegates who could serve in the,
Michael,
in the director
Michael, your point will be addressed as soon as this process is completed and we'll see who is eligible, who is not eligible, and that's the right time to bring it up. I just want to get through this process so we know if we have three or four. At this point, we have four, which would require an election. If it's determined that we only have three, then those three would be elected. So what I want to do is conclude this portion, determining whether we have
Yes, but
three,
if Harvey is currently serving as a staff delegate, he should be running for the staff director position.
Point of order, but John. It's
Michael,
Andy.
Michael, please, what I'm doing is I want to complete the slate, and then we'll examine the slate at that point. Andy?
John, Harvey doesn't have a show anymore, so he is not on the staff.
Oh, okay. This would be appropriate at the time that we discuss, in light of Michael's motion. When that is discussed, then this would be appropriate. I just want to see how many we have at this point. I only have three. I have Christina Avalos, Bethan von Gutten, and Avelia Jones, and Harvey Wasserman. Four.
With a
four,
point
two,
of order.
Four. I have four.
Beth, with a point of order.
Who is this now?
This is still Beth.
Okay, all you have to do is say Beth. That's all. Okay, continue.
Yes, I think that to entertain nominations before we determine who's eligible is putting
okay,
the cart before
that's
the horse.
Okay, that's not going to rule out of order.
People don't know.
I'm going to rule it out of order because we're going to talk about that afterwards. And then Beth, this is the second warning that I'm giving you. I want you please to respect the process. I'm going to
I would ask that
we have our nominees. We have four. At the point that we have the four, we know that we're going to need an election. At that point, we'll talk about all of the issues in terms of qualifications, who should be nominated, who serves, whether their staff or listener, anything else that is brought up. But let's finish this process. So we have listener, and I have four right now. I have Dina Avalos, Sun Wooten, Azalea Jones, and Harvey Watson. Are there any other nominees, either self or other, for listener positions? Hearing none, I will say that the process at this point is done. As Myla has pointed out, write-ins are possible in an electronic ballot. So let's go back now and address Michael's issue in terms of who is eligible. We have staff, Myla, we have listener, Christina, Beth, Evelia, and Harvey. Can you go over the issues that Michael, please feel free to participate once she has presented her report. Myla, who is eligible for the staff position? Who is eligible for the listener position? And Michael raised the point about having served 1 year, also whether a person is currently staff or currently listener, and so on. So please go ahead, Myla.
Thank you, John. I'd like to just before I begin, ask everybody, if you do not have the floor, to please stay muted, because there's a lot of extra distracting sound that's coming out of people's devices if they're not muted. Things are kind of, it's hard for me to say, you know, Harvey has not been allowed to be on the air. Our show, California Solartopia, has not, we've been asking, but has not returned to the air. So Harvey, although elected as a staff representative initially, is at this point has been delegated to be a listener by virtue of not being allowed to be on the air.
I think that's entirely, Myla, I would say.
So it's not something that I can really make a determination about.
Myla, excuse me. I would say that he may be a staff member in waiting or on hold, because staff members are not allowed to be on the air if during their candidacy, if they are.
I think you
listener delegates.
John, I think it's listener candidates are not allowed to be on the air.
Myla, allow me to say this.
Staff,
Michael,
staff,
certainly. Myla, I would like to finish. So I would say that I understand that as a staff member, unless you have a show, I don't know why he was banned, but it doesn't seem as if there is any change in his status. He is treated as if he doesn't, as if he's a listener and doesn't have a right to, or he is a staff member and doesn't have a right to, or whomever. But he's not on the air. Status has not changed. Is that correct, Michael? What is your interpretation as
people who are elected as a staff delegates continue as staff delegates for the period of time that their election runs for, whether they're currently on staff or not. The reason for that is to prevent management from removing people as staff to take them off the LSB. So someone elected as a staff delegate continues as a staff delegate for the entire 3-year term that they're elected for. My understanding is that both Myla and Harvey are staff delegates on this LSB. That's why I asked for a list of who are the six current staff delegates on this LSB and which ones are eligible to run for the PNB under the procedure you're carrying out. which means they have to be current staff delegates and have served at least a year on the LSB. So Myla, I would appreciate would you, somebody could answer that question.
That is excellent. Michael,
John,
Myla?
John, I don't think I'm in a position to make a determination.
Let me ask you, Harvey, when were you elected to serve on the LSB?
I don't remember, actually, sorry.
I believe it was 2019.
Well.
Or 2019.
You're still a staff member, according to what Michael said, and that seems to make sense to me.
Okay.
Well, if that's the case.
Okay, then if I'm still a staff member, then I'll withdraw and defer to Myla.
Well, Harvey, do you want to run as a staff?
Well, Ruth Strauss, oh, go ahead. John, you want to proceed? You can't see, I guess. Ruth Strauss has a hand.
Okay, yes, if you, it would help me if you were to just say that you have your hand up. Thank you, Ruth.
Oh, I am kind of new to this, so I just wanted to know, if you're elected as a staff member, does that mean you automatically are a person, you're elected as a staff member because you have a show, or you can be a staff member without having a show? Because, and the reason I'm saying this is because if Harvey was elected as a staff member with a show, and now he doesn't have a show, then I'm just going to make a point of objection and just so noted that he shouldn't be, you know, punished to not run as a listener if he was taken off the air. But
well, Ruth,
I'm just confused.
It's not a punishment. It is simply a procedural matter. And if he is a staff member, elected as a staff member, that's the basis on which he's serving.
Right.
So if I hear correctly, Harvey has withdrawn his nomination as listener, I guess informed by what Michael had said, and has deferred to Myla, and Harvey has removed his name as a listener candidate. Is that correct?
May I say that I'd like to nominate Harvey as a staff nominee for the staff director for this.
Are you withdrawing your nomination?
No, I think we'll have that way we'll have an election. We can both be on the ballot.
Well, Myla, I would go back to what I had said originally as we announced the beginning of this vote, that it had to be closed. And that portion of nominating.
Well, then
closed.
I'd like to move to reopen it.
That portion of the closed. And,
John,
unfortunately,
point of order, Sandy. You closed it and then you changed the rules. So it's only fair that it open again and he nominate himself for staff.
Wait a minute. Changed it? And what are the rules?
I'd like to move to open it again. There's a motion. Please.
I second that motion.
Myla, hold on. The motion is not recognized by the chair. Sandy, how were the rules changed?
Well, you just told him he can't run as listener, and he's not on staff.
I did not change the rules. I mistakenly thought that Michael was not eligible to make a point of information, a point of order, or whatever. But he is a member of the board, and I haven't been able to look and see whether people who are non-voting members of the board can make motions, but I think Michael is very well informed on this, brought up a very, very important issue. And when I announced the vote was the nominations were closed, I said then eligibility would be determined because of these complications that have arisen. Now, Myla has made a point that people can do a write-in. So I would say that a write-in would be a possibility. The rules didn't change because Michael informed us and we got information that we didn't have. And so
point of information, why is it wrong to open it again then? Since Michael just came up with this rule, we didn't know it.
It's not,
why
excuse
is it,
me.
Why is it not okay to open it?
Sandy, may I do that and I answer, and then I know Michael will say something about that, I hope. I would say that he didn't make up this rule. He told us what we should have known. All of this information should have been available to us so that we knew and were fully informed about what happened. And whether someone was a staff member or not a staff member, whether someone was a listener member or not a listener member, is very clear and could have been discussed and fleshed out before this meeting took place. This is not
the
time.
It didn't happen. So since it didn't happen, you need to open that again.
John,
since you're on the phone, you can't see my hand is up, but I would like to speak.
Yes, Michael, please. Yes, Michael.
Okay, so again, just to try to clarify for everyone, because some people can't see the chat. Ali Lexer, for example, is serving currently as a staff delegate and director because he was elected as a staff delegate and elected as a staff director. And he continues in that position until he's replaced. If you're elected as a staff delegate, you continue to serve as a staff delegate for the period of time that you're elected for, regardless of whether you're currently staff. That has been the historic rule in place to prevent management from removing people from staff to retaliate over something that happens at governance. Harvey ran as a staff delegate in 2019, and became a staff delegate, replacing, I believe, Jeanette Charles, who was elected and then left the board. He's serving in a seat that was extended by the PNB because there was no election in 2022 for delegates, and the PNB voted to extend the term of all seated delegates, regardless of whether their term had expired or not. So Harvey is continuing to sit on this board right now as a staff delegate. Therefore, he would be eligible to run for a staff director. The same with Myla. Myla was elected in 2021. She's serving as a staff delegate and can run for a staff director. That's why I asked at the beginning of the process, could somebody identify the staff delegates and which ones have at least a year of service? So, for example, Vic is on as a staff delegate, but he has not been on the LSB for a year. He can't run. John Crumshaw is on as a staff delegate and could run for director because whether he's been on for a year right now, he has prior experience on the LSB. And I'm honestly not sure who the other staff directors, staff delegates on this board are right now. That's why I asked for the point of information for somebody to clarify the six staff delegates eligible and
Michael,
which ones are eligible.
Michael, I appreciate your input is very valuable. And I think that in answering the previous questions that were raised about why we didn't know it and we didn't know it and someone didn't know it, that's all well and good. But this is a very obvious point that everyone who was nominated today should have been aware of. And if someone is serving in a position that is a staff position, this is not the time to suddenly decide that it's going to be now on the listener. I would have expected that Harvey would have nominated himself as a staff member, but I said nothing because that was the process. I didn't want to interfere with the process. But I feel that given what has gone on, that the option available now is for a write-in, and successful write-in campaigns have occurred. Myla is nominated, and there is also an opportunity to write it in when the members of the LSB get their electronic ballot. Now, I will...
John, please
go ahead. Yes, Harvey.
Okay, this is Harvey. I'm going to say that Michael is probably correct, and I apologize. I did not understand that piece of the ruling, and I would suggest actually that we, since there's so much confusion and we're wasting a lot of people's time here, this is a Sunday, people have better things to do, that we, I will withdraw, and I suggest, since the election is so contentious, that we postpone the election for another month. I would make that motion.
That, hold on. Since I didn't see your hand, I couldn't recognize you. But the point of this was simply that we would put those people's names down, and then the ballot would be sent out. And I think that that is, I would rule that out of order, Harvey.
Okay, I have to concede that Michael is probably right, and I'm going to withdraw my self-nomination as a staff person.
I have removed your name. I think removal is an easier process than adding. And I would say that at the end of this, now I will hand once each of the four nominees have had a chance to say what they want to say for a minute, and I will do my best to time it, then back to you. And at that point, you may exercise whatever rights you feel are appropriate for the chair to exercise. And we'll proceed
from
there.
Point of order, this is Sandy. Point of order.
Sandy?
If Harvey is not running, he's back into being chair.
Correct, but he has turned over the gavel to me to conduct this election.
Can't you turn it back over since he's not running?
The process has to be completed. And so
to be completed. He's not running. He should be chair.
He had turned over the chair to me. And,
because he was running. He's now not running.
Right. John, can you turn back the chair?
No, not at this point, because there needs to be a 1 minute
Harvey
statement.
Harvey is chair. He's not running.
I still have the chair.
Challenges the ruling of the chair. Let's vote.
Okay,
let's vote on whether John should continue or Harvey.
Hold on. I have announced ahead of time and without objection. Everybody seemed to be in accord with that. And this is an issue that never should have come up. And Michael's wise counsel would have helped everyone to do the right thing. But Myla, Christina, Beth, and Avelia would be given the opportunity to spend 1 minute and talk about their candidacy. That's the focus. Then I will turn over after that process is completed, I will turn the gavel back to Harvey. And then at that point, Harvey may proceed in the way that the chair would think appropriate. So I would like to
say that.
Just go ahead.
Call on. Let me just, Myla, I'm going to call on you in just a second. Okay, Myla Reason, you have 1 minute. Why should you be elected to the PMB as a staff director?
I'm going to humbly ask for everybody's vote, and I don't want to take up people's time right now. I think we're wasting a lot of time. So I think that you all know that I'm hardworking, and I will do my best to serve you as your director and give poor Ali Lexa an opportunity to take a break from being on the national board. Thank you.
Thank you, Myla. Okay, now we're going to go to listener candidates. Christina Avalos, you have 1 minute.
Yes, I would like to run to represent KPFK and to serve. I don't want to take up a lot of time because I think we've taken up all morning now. Thank you.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you. All right, now I'm going to go to the next nominee, Beth Van Gooten. You have 1 minute, Beth.
Thank you. When considering nominations, all voters have the right to know who is eligible and who is not before nominations close. Therefore, I support Harvey's motion to postpone these elections until we sort out these necessary details.
That is the purpose of this meeting.
This is my candidate statement, and I have a right to my full minute.
No, that is not a candidate statement. That statement would be supporting your candidate. Why should people vote for you?
Because these are exactly the kinds of procedural irregularities that I have stood to try to correct all year. Okay, when the other LSB went off the rails, I stood against that. And when this one does, I stand here too. For the propriety of the process, again, I second Harvey's motion to postpone
okay, that so is, we can... That is beyond your candidacy.
You don't get to decide okay. what my candidate statement
no,
is, sir.
Candidate statement,
go ahead.
You're trying to make the motion. All right, let's go to Avelia Jones. Avelia Jones.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'd like to continue with the board, with the national board, because I have a calm demeanor and I listen well. I attend meetings. I can make good judgments based on a very, very, I would say fair-minded, process within me. I can control myself. And I think that's something that's needed on the board, especially in representing KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you, Avelia. Well, that portion being completed, I will turn the chair back to Harvey Wasserman.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you for that. I want to apologize for it to everyone. I did not take into account my status as a staff as opposed to a listener in terms of this election. Michael, we would love to have our show back. So I could in fact be a staff person, as need be. I believe at this point in time, I'm going to agree with Beth and many of you that, the situation has become too confusing. And I would, ask, by, a resolution, unanimous that we postpone this election, for another month. Is there a second?
I second.
Is there objection?
Harvey, I would say as chair, you could entertain the motion.
Okay,
but I don't
I'll
think
entertain
you can...
that. Does anyone want to move that we postpone this election for another month?
So moved, Beth.
Anyone second?
Second, Myla.
Is there objection? Okay, thank you so much again, John. Thank you, everyone. My apologies. Michael, we would really like our show back.
Harvey, please announce the
results. I hope you'll take that into account. As you know, it's been my goal to keep these meetings as quick and as streamlined as possible so we don't waste your Sundays. We're at 11:40. We have a continuing agenda here. I think we can still get done by noon.
Harvey, excuse me. You had a motion and a second, but you need to ask if there are any objections.
I did. Are there any objections to postponing this election for a month? Hearing none, so rules, and thank you again, John. Thank you, Michael, for raising the point. And again, we'd like our show back. The next is a, do we have a report from the Community Advisory Board? Dan, are you with us? Dan McGorry? Not so. So we will try again. I'll contact Dan within the coming month. We have an IGM report for 5 minutes, timekeeper. Michael, if you'll keep it on 5 minutes, that would be great. And then a treasury report, Kim, for 5 minutes, please. Go ahead.
Please, excuse me, please mute yourself if you don't have the floor.
Yeah, I will mute myself.
No, no, Michael. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everybody who's making.
Okay, yes. Please mute yourself. Go ahead, Michael Novick, and then Kim Kaufman. I think we can still get done by close to noon. Go ahead.
But Harvey, before Michael starts, you wanted 5 minutes timing for what, please?
This is for the IGM's report, Michael.
Okay, got it.
Thank you, Michael Heiss. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Michael Novick.
I did submit a written report. I went pointing out that this is basically a year of my tenure as the interim general manager. I want to thank everyone who has, you know, helped me to keep the station afloat over this period of time, especially the paid staff, all of whom work above and beyond what they're paid for. And I did want to point out the number of losses that we've suffered in this year, including Roy of Hollywood and several members of this board and the national board, Lawrence Reyes and Reza Poor, who passed away Marla Bernstein, was a longtime volunteer, and many others. And briefly, we continue to face a number of technical and plant challenges. There are problems with the plumbing that have to be corrected regularly. The tech task force has identified and started pricing various high-priority repairs and replacements, including power supplies for the existing transmitters, reconstruction of the ice shields protecting the transmission lines, which were damaged in last winter's heavy storms, and a new dehydrator system. We have something that's currently jury-rigged, but we need a new one. Stuart Landau, the chief engineer, has been working with Bert Wiener, Rodrigo Argueta, Tom Voorhees, Charlie Wilkin on getting the ice shields rebuilt in a better and more durable form. The Zeta computer that provides the automation for the broadcast stream has been increasingly problematic and difficult to operate. And we have a timely offer of servers and a perpetual license for replacement system. And we're anticipating that arrival. We'll get it checked out to make sure that it's properly vetted and that there's no backdoors or security problems with that. But we anticipate getting necessary training on it from personnel at the Houston station, KPFT, who have been using the same system. On programming, Marlena Bond has begun to serve as the interim unpaid program director for KPFK. We're reviewing existing programming and the flow of the grid. We're in the process of creating a program council, and I also want to put together some listener focus groups to help evaluate the programming. We've started work with the board operators to have them serve as kind of a human face or voice for the station, curating the on-air content for the listeners and doing cross and forward promotion of existing and upcoming programs. We've obtained access to a pro account with Canva to design graphics for each program, and we have a volunteer who's been working on social media promotion. We now have a Twitter feed going out on a regular basis each hour with information about the show that's on the air, a graphic and content, a link to listen live and a link to donate, and we're anticipating increasing that social media promotion to try to attract new listeners. We will be returning Access Unlimited to the airwaves with the participation of Jolie Mason and a number of newer, younger activists who are involved with California disability rights movement. And we're continuing. Something's happening, you know, after the sad, untimely passing of Roy of Hollywood back in April. So this is a 6 month of keeping that program going overnight. Financial issues, we continue to make it through by the skin of our teeth. We just barely made the payroll, as far as I understand, this month. We previously had to add to the do an emergency one-day drive to make sure we could pay the electric bill to Southern California Edison. We are not covering our full cost. We are still not covering the central service payments, which cover insurance and accounting and audits and so on, and that's put a strain on the whole foundation. The ED and the National Business Manager are proposing a simpler template for a budget for the new fiscal year that begins today, but it's not yet available, but we I anticipate getting that from them and putting forward a budget for this fiscal year that is just starting. The goal I've set forward is that we want to try to double our membership back to the levels that we had in 2020. And right now we're, I think we had 5,100 or 5,200 members eligible to vote in this election. We did reach quorum. I believe all five stations reached quorum in both elections for staff and listener delegates, so that's a good thing. But we'd like to see if we can increase our membership by 6% a month over the course of this year. We would double our membership back up to the 10 or 11,000 range that we had maybe 3 years ago. Just trying to skim through here. So KPFK needs to raise at least $20,000 a week, and the fund drives you've been having have been in the $100,000 range, which is really not sufficient. We are raising some other money with the car donations and sustainers and some grant and also some underwriting. And we are going to increase the underwriting in compliance with FCC regulations and the PNB motion. We have a team of people working on developing approaches and identifying local small businesses and community organizations that could provide some underwriting to the station in return for brief FCC-compliant announcements of their sponsorship.
Excuse me, Michael, I apologize for interrupting, but your 5 minutes are okay. Up. I leave that to you in the chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate your report.
If I could just add one other thing. We have been doing monthly reports for listeners, and we did one just the other night, Wednesday night, a bilingual report during the Spanish language news broadcasting. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Kim Coffin, Treasurer's Report, please. Kim?
Hang on. I assumed I thought there would be questions and answers.
Let's do the Treasurer's Report, and then we'll join them together, please.
I don't have much to say. I will point out the IGM sent out an email dispatch this week to everybody on that list saying the KPFK could either pay its payroll or its health care at the end of the month and asking for donations. And I don't know how that worked out. And after the August 28th day fund drive, then he had to add another day just to cover the Southern California electric bill. So I think that's all the financial information you need to know about where the station's finances are. I mean, we're just not making it. So all I can add is that I would request that the a budget discussion be put on for the next LSB agenda, because it will be ready.
Okay. Very good. Myla, did you have an election committee report? Did you file one?
Avelia actually wrote the election committee report, and I sent it out on her behalf, and it's a report from all three of us, Christina Avalos, Avelia, and I, who are all sit on the PNB elections committee. So I believe Avelia is prepared to provide us with a report.
Avelia, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. This is the PNB Elections Committee report. Many committee meetings were conducted over the last period of time since our last meeting. There was a collective concern that all five stations had not met quorum in the beginning, but that, and you know, that could have led to an extension of the deadline, but it did not, since, we're pleased to announce to all that quorum was met at all five stations by September 30th, which was yesterday. The full results report is scheduled to be announced on October 10th, 2023. Part of that extension means they're going to be counting paper ballots, etc. The elections have now been closed. There should have gone to everyone in this meeting, but if there's some exceptions, I'd be more than pleased to get with Myla and make sure you get them. A report or a chart or a spreadsheet, whichever you see fit to call it, concerning who voted, what the totals were for each station, each of the five stations anyway, the listener and the staff results. So that's been printed with our report. The final thing I want to add is that the committee of the elections committee, Chair Tanaka, and another member, Susan Young, conferred often about committee meetings and agreed on the following. An extension is not needed now. We are back to regular meeting schedules, and the special meeting October 4th is now canceled. Anyone who was planning to attend that meeting is canceled because quorum was met. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Myra, is that the end of the committee reports? Are there other committee reports coming?
No, I believe that Elizabeth Von Gunten has a programming oversight committee report.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Thank you. It's brief this month. I have to turn to that item. This is the problem with having to flip back and forth between muting and unmuting and muting again and unmuting again. So the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee held its regular monthly meeting on Monday, September 18th, 2023, but for the first time this year did not make quorum. Therefore, after documenting attendance and waiting for a full 30 minutes, the meeting was adjourned until the next regular meeting on Monday, October 16th at 2023 at 4 p.m. as posted to KPFTX. All are welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for that report, Elizabeth. Shall we go now to public comment, please?
What about director's reports?
We just had.
No, those were committee reports. I would not.
Is there a director's report?
I provided a director's report.
Thank you. Is there any reason not to go to public comment now? Can we go to public comment, please?
Do I get to present my director's report? I have emailed it to everyone, so the secretary will have it for the minutes.
Go ahead and make a presentation if you need to.
It's routine. So thank you. Finances, the just completed delegates elections, the continuing attempts to sell the KPFK property and other matters are covered elsewhere by others. So this report will focus on the PNB Investigative Committee looking into the challenges to the KPFK LSB roster. The PNB chair recently expanded the committee, appointing KPFK directors Alilexa Alhilani and myself in hopes of accelerating the work. The committee met Friday, is scheduled to meet again tomorrow, and hopes to meet again later this week, and will report to the Thursday's PNB meeting. For purposes of that investigation, at the August 20, 2023 LSB meeting, I requested a copy of the current KPFK roster of members and attendance for the year to date, with all changes to the roster listed, with an explanation of each change. I have since requested that information twice more in writing. The KPFK LSB officers have so far failed to verify, validate, or to respond with any information at all regarding that roster. Therefore, still seeking this basic statement of information from the officers, today I reiterate my request, this time as a formal director's inspection. The PNB awaits their response. By comparison, I'm almost finished, Harvey. By comparison, the same request put to the other faction of this painfully split LSB on the same date resulted in their secretary, John Picari, providing a complete annotated roster spreadsheet within 12 hours flat, no excuses, no delays. Many thanks to Mr. Gary for his prompt, courteous, orderly, and complete response. Thank you, Harvey.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Are there any other reports? Can we go to general public comment now, please? Is there anyone from the public who wishes to make a comment, or anybody from the board for that matter? No one seems to have a hand.
This is Eric. I'd like to comment. Eric Jacobson.
90 seconds, please, Eric. 90 seconds.
Yes, thank you, Harvey. As to your remark at the outset, as you know, I dispute your contention that I'm no longer on this LSB, and that's before the PNB, and I hope that the PNB will relatively soon resolve that dispute in my favor. I expect them to. And I also want to concur with the letter and spirit Beth just summarized director's report. Unfortunately, there are mistakes have been made in the governance process in relation to KPFK's LSB. And as a consequence, the political makeup of these competing LSBs, I guess you could say, are both skewed and do not reflect the will, politically speaking, of the KPFK listeners and staff. So I hope the PNB will see fit to reintegrate the LSBs that are competing with one another into one LSB, and so that we can restore political normalcy to our station's governance. Because as I think a lot of people listening might have gleaned, this is not normal. You know, this is not how we did business since 2019 when I first became an LSB member. We had a fairly distinguished and successful run until the troubles of 2023.
Mr. Jacobson, your time. Yes, I see, Myla.
Thank you very much.
Your time has expired.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric, for that comment. We appreciate it. Are there any comments?
This is Kim. I've had my hand up, but it's not. I can't.
Okay,
find
go ahead, Kim. 90 seconds, please. Thank you, timekeeper, for being on the case. Go ahead, Kim. 90 seconds.
Well, first of all, I disagree with Eric as to the makeup, obviously, and as to Beth, she wants a roster. The minutes are on the on KPFTX. She has all the minutes, and that has all the attendance, and that's the roster. Eric has put in writing no support for his position that he did, that he, Eric failed to attend three consecutive meetings, and he has made no, written defense of why that doesn't apply to him. And so, there's nothing to really, dispute what the LSB has decided. And as for the cab, they are required to report to the LSB. So I don't know why the failure to, have written reports and a real report from the cab chair has failed for so long. Maria in the chat here is saying that the last cab meeting had no proper notice, and that's not the first time. Also, I saw John Gary's list of his roster, and there are multiple mistakes in there.
Excuse me, Kim, your time has expired.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Including several meetings that had no minutes at all. So there you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Novick, I see you have a hand. Are you commenting as a staff member or as a public member?
I just wanted to make a brief announcement to everybody to let them know that I posted my written report on the website, the station website, in the LSB section as a report to the LSB. So if people want to see the entire text of it, they can just look at kpfk.org. That's all.
Thank you. Does anybody from the public additionally have comment? We're at 12:02. Any public comment?
My hand is up again, Harvey. Eric.
I'm sorry, Eric. You've spoken. It's enough.
But if there's still public comment time, the custom is to cycle back to people who want to comment again, as long as there's still time left. But
we'll give you 90 seconds. If you will be courteous, please, that would be great. Michael, please set the timer. Go ahead.
When am I not courteous, Harvey? You're projecting a little there. Since it was brought up by Kim, the truth of the matter is, and I have put this in writing to everybody who needs to know, and who wants to know, I'll be happy to copy Kim. Unfortunately, the LSB, the PNB recognized LSB, it's you're sharing now, Harvey, mistakenly counted as an unexcused absence, non-attendance on my part of the April 2nd meeting of this year, which not only did not make quorum, but was not properly noticed. And it could not possibly reasonably be counted as a so-called first strike or the three unexcused absence rule. And that is the essence of my protest at the actions of this LSB in deeming me not a member. I believe the PMB will again rule favorably toward me on this point. And they can't, however, correct my exclusion from these interim meetings at which, you know, I had wanted to participate. Fortunately, I was able to keep my position on the PNB Elections Committee, which I contributed conscientiously to. You know.
Time.
No. I'm giving him a, no, he's got about 15 seconds. Keep
going. All right. Sorry. Go ahead. Restore it. Go ahead. Take 30, Eric.
Thank you, Harvey. I was saying that I contributed conscientiously to the PNB Elections Committee because I felt so strongly that it had to go off relatively smoothly in order to help restore that normalcy I was talking about, for one thing, and because we were also under court order to conduct this election successfully.
All right. Okay. Sorry, Eric. Now the time's expired.
Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you. John Kermshaw, you raised a hand. Go ahead, John.
And Kim, please add me to the stack.
Go ahead, Kim. 90 seconds each, please. John Kermshaw, go ahead.
Okay. First, sorry for the difficulty. I was able to get on to the iPad, but I was muted for an extensive period of time before Myla asked us all to mute, which is a little disconcerting. And I hear that that issue has been raised before. The issue that I wanted to raise was with Michael, having to do with some concern about members who have or people who have programs on KPFK making statements that seem to be in favor of their personal financial standing. And I've pointed out two of those without discussing it because it's a personnel issue. I would really like to know why this has happened and what steps you're taking to correct it. Let me answer. Why am I speaking now? Because I was trying to speak earlier, but was muted when I, as soon as I gave up.
I'd be happy to answer the question.
Go ahead, Michael.
I will be sending out an advisory to all programmers and staff regarding the issues you raised. I do think it's very problematic. You know, we've been having this discussion about additional underwriting, and we made it clear within that process that you know, it's not pay for play, and it's not using the airtime to promote to advertise services or products. So we'll make that clear to everyone. I appreciate what you pointed out. I don't want to go into the specifics, but
very good. Thank you both.
There's an advisory from John Almella, which, you know, basically, if you violate some of these rules, you're subject to, you know, a substantial fines. So we want to make sure that we, you know, are very cautious about anything like that. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. That was a civil conversation. We appreciate very much. Thank you, John. And thank you,
Kim was next.
Michael, go ahead. Kim, 90 seconds, please. Kim.
Yes. I want to support what, Kermshaw raised. It's important that this be dealt with. While Eric can assert it, he has, cited nothing to dispute what Robert's rules and the bylaws say about a meeting that doesn't, make quorum. It is a meeting. It was properly noticed. Eric himself was at the meeting where we set the date for that meeting. So he cannot claim that he didn't know about it. He received all the KPFTX automatic notices. Again, he cannot claim he didn't know about that meeting. He received the agenda in advance of the meeting. So his objections are just that he failed to follow the rules. That's it.
Thank you very much, Kim. Does anyone else have a comment? We're at 12:08, so we're really not too bad on time. I do again want to apologize for what someone has termed the 30 minutes of madness. That was my oversight. Michael, you raised that we're not, well, I'm staff. That's fine. But to be staff, I hope you'll give us the courtesy of having an actual show. The California Solartopia show was on for quite a while. We've added a co-host to Kuro Fours, and the election is over. There's no reason that I can't actually be a real staff person. And I do want to apologize to everyone.
I'll point out, I did not remove that show in the first place. I did put you on for two specials a couple of months ago. We're working on the grid and we'll find a space for it, but I don't think it's appropriate to lobby in relation to,
you can't have it both ways, but we appreciate it. As long as it's civil, I understand your position. At any rate, again, I want to apologize for the 30 minutes.
Is there our next meeting set?
Hold on.
Okay, Myla, go ahead.
We really want to, take note of the passing of a former program director, Kevin Fleming, who recently passed away, and also Raymond Goldstone, who spoke during public comment during our last meeting, and often spoke during public comment. He was a member of our finance committee and of the governance committee, and I just wanted to make note of the fact that they also had passed.
Thank you for that. And does anyone else have someone that they'd like to, from KPFK or Pacifica, they acknowledge the passing of? We certainly will miss Raymond and Kevin. Kevin was a wonderful guy and a great program director. Elizabeth, you have a hand?
That's a legacy hand from way, way back, but I will just mentioned that Raymond Goldstone was a member of the Programming Oversight Committee too faithfully for years, and attended the August meeting 3 days with us 3 days before his death. We will dearly miss him.
Yes, we will. And of course, we will miss quite a few other people as well. Thank you for that, Elizabeth. Anyone else have a memorial that they want to present?
I did raise the passing of Reza Poor
in my remarks, but I think you should take note. He was a longstanding member of this board in particular and just passed away recently after a long battle with debilitating illness.
Terrible, really.
Was that Reza Poor? Did you say?
Yes, Reza Poor.
Oh, he made the best rice. You know, he used to bring, when we had board meetings and also just to the station, he would bring these huge, I believe he had an Iranian restaurant, if I'm not mistaken, and he brought wonderful food to our meetings, and he made this kind of rice that was really crisp at the bottom of the pot. It was the best part.
If we had some now, that would be great. Go ahead.
And Kim has been trying to get our attention about setting
the next meeting. Yes, we'll call the next meeting. Before we do, I do want to remember Kevin Fleming. He really worked hard as program director. He was a beautiful guy, and he's a great, great loss. A very young, too, at least by my standards. Okay, do we want to set the next meeting?
I'm sorry. Dan McCrory just joined us.
Dan McCrory, are you with us? Dan McCrory? I don't see him or hear him. Is he muted?
He just muted himself. He was unmuted, but now he's muted.
Dan, do you want to jump in here, Dan McCrory? We're almost at the end.
Sorry. I took some NyQuil last night, because I came back with a call from Fiji, and it just knocked me out completely. So I
stopped. You have a report from the CAB?
Yeah, we just had a meeting the other night, and we talked about getting together a report, and I gave out assignments, and nobody's given me anything back yet, but we had some preliminary stuff that we wanted to talk about, including what happened with some of the stuff that's been coming out of the Rebel Alliance news. We sent a letter to the LSB. I don't know if you received that letter, asking us to be mindful of the kind of things that were broadcasting on Rebel Alliance news. That was our big thing that we talked about in this particular meeting.
Well, let's set a meeting date for the next meeting so that you can give us a full report, Dan, if that would be great. It would seem to me today's October 1st. We usually meet, we're supposed to meet the third Sunday of every month. How about October 29th? Michael Heist, is that a Jewish holiday or are we going to be clear on that one?
None that I know of, but I don't, but I can't speak to all other, you know, in spirit of fairness, I can't speak to any other, observances holidays.
Okay. Is there a problem
actually
with
a Jewish holiday today?
Sorry?
It's actually a Jewish holiday today.
That's true.
It is a Jewish holiday.
I want to speak to that for a moment. Beth, Elizabeth, do you have a hand or is that residual?
That is a hand to address.
Go for it. Please, let's hear you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to make a strong case for returning regular meetings to a regular schedule so that they are predictable. We can plan whenever meetings start getting scheduled on an ad hoc basis like this, you end up with fewer people in attendance and the rest of us unable to plan any of the other Sundays.
Okay.
So Robert's rule says that regular meetings are supposed to be scheduled regularly. Our custom has been the third Sunday of the month, and I can't see any reason not to stick to that. So that's what I will make it as a substitute motion if necessary.
All right, well, let's, how about we make a choice? We did have the intervention of the Jewish holidays. The third Sunday would be the 22nd, but we're meeting on a Sunday. The fourth would be the 29th. Is there objection to the 29th?
Harvey, for clarification,
okay.
Harvey, point of information. Were you saying the 29th of, I thought you said November, did I?
No, October.
Oh, you meant October. You said, okay. So that's what threw me off. I think you misspoke and said November, but maybe.
No, I didn't. And we'll have, I think we'll have results of this election by then. Is there objection to October 22nd?
I object. And I made a substitute motion and that's
the 29th.
Take precedence.
You got a choice between the 22nd and the 29th.
Excuse me, I made a substitute motion.
And what is your motion?
Robert's rule.
What is your motion?
Your process. My motion was to return to a regular schedule and schedule the next meeting, the November meeting for the third Sunday, which would be our normal schedule.
And then, all right, the third Sunday of November would be,
22nd.
November.
October.
November.
The question is, do we have another meeting in this month?
In October, or do we go to November?
Yes. Or
does anybody object to November 19th? November 19th. Going once. Is there any problem with November 19th for our next election?
Michael,
go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it is proper that we have a meeting every month. This was the one that we're talking in now was postponed, and given all the things that are going on, I think it would be really bad and inappropriate to wait almost 8 weeks for the next meeting, and we should return to a monthly schedule. And if the third Sunday of the month is October, my brains are falling out.
22nd.
October 22nd, I might not be able to make it for personal reasons, which might make some people happy.
The third Sunday is the 15th.
But we should have it on the 22nd. I think that Beth and others are correct in that regard.
The third okay. Sunday is the 15th. It's
yes, I understand.
The first
but we're
Sunday.
Meeting on the first.
I'm there, sorry. You're right, Michael. I apologize. It's yep. a five Sunday month.
Right. Is there Beth? Are you objecting to the 22nd?
I am, and you have to vote on my proposal before you vote on an alternate
what is your,
proposal.
What is your proposal?
The third Sunday of November, which I think you said was the 19th, because today's meeting was posted as a regular meeting. So we've had our regular October meeting, even if it was done so on an irregular schedule. And
no,
so I'm proposing that
what
this
are you
was
proposing,
not posted
though?
As a special meeting. So my proposal was that we meet, we hold the regular November meeting regularly in November on the third Sunday, which I think is the 19th.
Right, but Michael has raised objection to that because he believe, to paraphrase Michael, I hope you're okay, that it's too long to wait 8 more weeks.
Then when it's put to a vote, he can vote against it. And the rest of us can all vote too.
Okay, so I object to, Beth's motion.
Okay, can I just add that, today's meeting, as I understand it, was actually a postponement of the September meeting. It's not
That's
really
correct.
The
Yes.
October
That's
meeting.
So
Yes. then therefore, we should have an October meeting. And that October meeting should be held on the third Sunday.
Yes.
Okay, the proposed that we meet on October 15th, Sunday, October 15th. Is
you
that your motion,
You have to vote
Beth?
On November 19th first. You can't just set aside a motion and pretend it didn't exist.
Is there
the way
a second
to take care of a motion is to have a vote on it.
Is there a second to the motion to meet on November 19th? There's no second to that motion. Does anyone?
How many people are muted right now? I've been muted more times than I can count in this meeting.
Okay, I'll second on November 19th because it would have been a scheduled meeting anyway. Thank you.
Okay, shall
That's
we?
The next, point of information.
Please.
I'm sorry, just for the sake of clarification. I believe that what we would have been voting on would be that our next meeting would be November 19th.
That's correct.
And that we would have no subsequent meeting in the month of October. So if we support Beth's meeting motion, what we're supporting is skipping another October meeting. It doesn't
it doesn't
preclude us from then scheduling a meeting in November. On the 19th.
Okay. Myla, thank you for the clarification. I withdraw my second if voting for November 19th precludes an October meeting because I want an October meeting. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay. Is there, Beth has a motion on the floor that we meet November 19th and not before. Is there a second? No second. Sorry. Thank you very much. Does anyone want to move for a different date for our next meeting?
I move that the next meeting be the standard third Sunday, which would be, correct me again, Michael.
October 22nd is the third. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's a five Sunday month. So that would be October 15th.
Is the third. Is that a motion, Michael?
Sure. I so move that the next meeting be on October 15th.
I second.
Is there objection?
I'm sorry, I do object. I just think we should have it on the 22nd, even though it's the 4th. It just give us a break.
Michael, can you stand to be amended and have it on the 22nd instead of the 15th?
In service to consistency, I understand what Myla's saying, but I think that in service to consistency,
okay.
We should keep it at the 15th, the third Sunday of the month, even though it's a five Sunday month.
Withdraw my objection.
All right, the objection is withdrawn. Is there anyone opposed to having our next meeting on October 15th?
please mark me down as opposed?
Yes.
All right, call the roll.
I'm opposed. Please. I want to have an October.
Somebody's got noise here. All right, we'll have to have to call the roll. All those in favor of meeting on October 15th, say yes. Vote yes, please.
No,
all
no, no. Yes. You have to call the roll.
Yes, please
this
call
is
the
Kim
roll.
Harvey, please recognize me.
Go ahead, Kim.
I, as treasurer, cannot attend the 22nd meeting. Okay?
Okay,
we need to have a budget meeting scheduled for the for October. So
okay,
I cannot attend the 22nd. So
but
please,
it's not
everyone,
for the,
take that
it's not
into
for the 22nd.
Consideration.
It's for the 15th.
The motion on the floor.
I can attend the 15th.
Thank you,
scheduled.
Kim. And just note, Kim, that your hand does not seem to raise, which is why you weren't called on. Is there objection to meeting on October 15th?
We should not object.
All right, Myla, please call the roll.
Okay. Christina Avalos, is the 15th of October okay with you? Christina? I don't hear Christina. Doug Barnett isn't here. Veronica Becerra is not here. Mike Bressler, is October 15th okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. Sandy Childs is, we're getting a lot of, sound from people's devices. Would you please mute yourself if I'm not calling your name? Sandy Childs is, the 15th of October okay with you?
Yes.
Great. John Chrome Show, October 15th, yay or nay?
Yes.
Victor Rami, October 15th, yay or nay? Vic, please unmute and yell at the top of your lungs. there he is.
Hey, Vic.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to be blunt because that's what my show is. With all the, let's just say noise, I get confused as to exactly what yay means or nay means.
Yes means we'll vote on October 15th.
That we will have a meeting on October 15th.
And that was the original plan, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I vote yes for that.
Thank you, Mick.
Nikki Hahn, please don't run away from our board screaming and crying.
Yeah.
We need you. How do you vote? Nikki, are you with us? I don't hear Nikki. Michael Heifs, how do you vote?
Yes, 15th.
Sue Cohen-Johnson, how do you vote?
Yes, October 15th.
Great, thank you. Avelia James, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Lexa's not here. Rob Macon's not here. Barbara Marbach is not here. Oye, Oye Ipo, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I vote yes. Paul Roberson, how do you vote? Paul? Comrade. Mr. Roberson.
I guess he's not there. Paul?
I'm here. I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Ruth Strauss, how do you vote?
Ruth? Okay.
I'll come back to Ruth. Beth Von Gunten, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. Carlos Zavala, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you, Carlos. Chair, how do you vote?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and I'll come back to Ruth one more time. If you're still with us, Ruth.
Yeah, I'm with you. My phone did.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
We hear you now. Okay, so There's only one objection, and that's from Beth Van Gunten. I can count them up.
That's all right. Okay.
Okay,
listen, everybody. My apologies. This meeting went a half hour longer than it should have and was much less productive than it should have. We will try and take up some substantive issues on October 15th. Thank you all for your patience and your forbearance. Is there a motion? I do want to tell a story about October 1st, which is has some global significance, but it's political. So I will not make you stay. Does anyone wish to? I'll tell it afterwards. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
A second.
Yep. Is there objection? Okay, we'll see you all October 15th. That's actually 2 weeks away. Those of you who wish to, thank you all for your patience. The story I would tell, and it's post-meeting, on October 1st of 1943, exactly 80 years ago today, the King of Denmark was informed by a Nazi, actually, who could have been killed for doing this, that Hitler was about to pick up all the Jews in Denmark and send them to concentration camps. And the King of Denmark, there's a legend that the King of Denmark put on a Jewish star. He actually did not. What he did do was he called the chief rabbi of Denmark, and the Jews were in synagogue for Rosh Hashanah that day. And the King of Denmark warned the chief rabbi of Denmark that the Nazis were going to pick up all the Jews, about 7,200 in Denmark and about 8,000 800 non-Jewish spouses. And all the Jews in Denmark, or almost all of them, went into hiding. And then over the next 10 days, nearly all the Jews of Denmark were secretly ferried by Danish boat people, fishing people, and so on. Some of them were paid, but a lot of them were not. And at great risk, they ferried almost 99% of the Jews of Denmark to Sweden. It's one of the greatest moments in world history of one group of people saving the lives of other people. And that started, I have a piece about it actually in the LA Progressive. Or you can write me directly and I'll send you the piece. It's going around the internet. Solartopia thank you. So that's the day we remember today, October 1st. Thank you very much. We'll see you all October 15th.
Thank you, Harvey. It makes me proud to be Danish. Thank you.
Oh, and have one for me as well. Okay. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you
bye.
In 3 weeks. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.